Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 37 of Ninjas and Super Spies. Once again, I am joined by Katrina.
Hi!
On this page, we finished up with the master skill list of all the skills in Ninjas and Super Spies, and now we're getting a smaller one. We're getting the secondary skill list. Now, as we alluded to yesterday, this is the smaller subset of skills that you can pick up without formal training. Most characters get a little allotment of these, and these are skills that, you know, you were never educated in, you just kind of pick them up. This game has very interesting ideas about what you can just go out and learn on a weekend and what you can't. So, I'm going to give you first some examples of things that you cannot learn without formal instruction. We mentioned Marxism yesterday. You also can't learn to box. So, if you had any thought of like, oh, I'm a character who I go to school during the week, and then on the weekends, like, I'm a poor kid living in a slum, and I decide to like go to the gym and learn to box, actually can't be done. You have to go to boxing school. TV and audio, it can't be done. So if, for example, you are a person with no technical proficiency or aptitude whatsoever who decided to just take it into your head to create some form of podcast, you couldn't do that. You would need to go and pay a high-paid podcast professional to teach you how to do TV and audio editing. Imitating voices cannot be learned. It has to be passed from mentor to pupil. You can't just hear how someone sounds and then make that sound with your mouth. It's beyond human potential.
I can't help but notice that there aren't any secondary temple philosophies or skills here.
No. So as we mentioned, fasting, learning how to go without food. Let's say I'm that poor kid from before. And I was like, well, I was going to spend my weekends boxing. Turns out that you can never learn boxing without a lot of professional help. So I guess I'll just spend it starving. Fuck you, buddy. Can't starve without professional instruction either.
Or beg. Like, maybe I'm sick of poverty and I'll just go ask for some money. No, you needed to get educated to do that.
Yep. There are no positions available in begging anymore if you don't have a degree. It's the inflation of college degrees. It's like, you got to have at least a bachelor's to beg. However, there are things you can spend some of your time on learning, and you'll be okay. To give one example, mountaineering or spelunking. That's a thing. You can just go start doing it, and then eventually you'll know all that there is to know.
Wilderness survival. Picking pockets.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Submachine gun. Weapon proficiency.
What?
Advanced mathematics, right? If you want to learn
just
a lot
on
of
a lark.
Yeah. Or, you know, we were talking about how much fun helicopter school is. Not everybody can afford it. Let's say you want to learn how to pilot a helicopter. You just take that into your own hands. So you have characters like the dedicated martial artist who get no skill programs, but they get like two secondary skills. So it's like your character's never had any book learning, but you had a couple of weekends free from learning ninjutsu. So you could learn something like how to dance or how to cook or how to pilot a fucking helicopter.
Like you do.
Or learning a different language. So if you are, you're a poor kid in the slums and you decide, boy, I sure would like to learn Arabic, then I can just, you know, mill around the house, practice, watch a little bit of Arabic Sesame Street, and I'll be fine when the team has to go to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, man. So much dumb, so little time.
I think helicopters may be the dumbest one on this list.
That's pretty dang dumb.
I have to give special mention, though, to read sensory instruments, which is a secondary skill you can get. This is for, like, it's a pilot-related skill. So it's like, if I'm on a sub, then I need this skill to be able to understand the display on, like, the various stations, like, on the sub to read the instruments, or if I'm, like, in a fighter jet.
Right. That doesn't seem like a thing you learn on a whim.
It, in fact, seems like the paragon. It seems like the paradigm example of a skill that you would need to be trained in. How would you possibly fucking learn what the display at a particular console in an American military submarine means on your own in your free time?
I don't know. Do they just Google that? Do they just put it up on a Google Drive somewhere for fun?
it boggles the mind. But yeah, that can be done. But you can't learn to box without without a higher education in boxing. They call it the sweet science for a reason. You do need that degree. Join us next time for page 38 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.